Yeah. You're now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show it is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's Rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fit your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth, in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seats slide back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. It's corny beating a pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trip you, lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchange. If you can't handle this shit, suggest you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game, my performance will put Mr. Marcus to shame. You can get me smart off your brains, off the charts and insane, no strings attached. You could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed, hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost, take it from the back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats. Too much friction, they snap. K-Y, I'll spit on the trap. If you see run dry while I'm hitting that, eyes go back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax. Mega the Man Production, straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group, City.
Hello and welcome to Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is. Tonight marks my 1 year anniversary that I have been doing Chocolate City Radio. Who would have thought a bitch would have lasted a year? But I'm still standing. I'm here. I'm not going nowhere. Started out with one show on Friday nights. When I first started out, I was all over the fucking place. I ain't even gonna lie. I was doing too much shit. Didn't have no direction. Didn't know where the hell I was going, but I was going somewhere. So I found it. So we all good. Like I was saying, I started out with one show, and that was like, I think my first show may have been like on a Sunday or something. Then I was doing it on Wednesday. Then I stuck and said, I'm going to pick Friday. I want people to hear my show before they go out to the club. I was doing it from 10 to 12. Then I was like, you know what, I'm going to change it from 8 to 10. So, boom, there you have it in the flesh. Tonight we got King David coming on. If y'all been paying attention to Twitter, then y'all know that we've been going at it. He's been running it. I've been running it. He's going to be on the show making shocking sex confessions. Maybe his infatuation with a midget. Hell, I don't know. Ain't no fucking telling on this damn show. And I'm thinking about doing a special tiny chat tomorrow night. But that depends. My computer acted stupid today, so I got to go get a loaner until I can send mine in and get it fixed. I hit some bullshit on HP and it fucked up my computer. So they're going to fix it, and they're going to have to go ahead and do something for me. Like, this shit is ridiculous. Anyway, and then on top of that, I had a warrant for my arrest this week. I know, y'all like, what? I forgot to pay a fucking fine, and the police came to my house like I have fucking killed Obama. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is fucking crazy. But they didn't get me, so I did my little fugitive shit for a day and went out of town and paid the fine today. So I'm a good citizen again, but y'all already know I'm always going to be a bad bitch. I'm going to always be a ride or die chick. Fuck the police. I'm going to always buck the system and whatnot. So tonight's topic is going to be something based on what I was in a discussion on Facebook last night. And basically my friend was saying, why is it women pass up a good man for a man? Why do women pass up a man that got shit, you know, got his shit together for a motherfucker that don't got his shit together and then be crying to everybody when they get bamboozled. And that can go both ways, because a man can pass up a good woman for something that he feels is dangerous or whatever. I know y'all be like, oh, she's male bashing, but it's not even that. We both do that, because I've passed up plenty of good men because I'm a bad girl. I'm rough around the edges, so they really can't understand my street ways if I feel like I need to go flip some fucking weed or whatever I may need to do. So that's going to be the topic. And then basically how men get caught up with going to the strip club or wanting a flashy badass bitch that, you know, she look good, but then when you get to know her, the bitch ain't shit, or when you fuck her pussy is whack. And that goes for us. We be wanting ballers, motherfuckers that got big pockets, but when they drop their draws, they got little dicks. So that's going to be the topic of discussion tonight, and that is going to be crazy, because I can relate to all that shit, like, on so many different levels. You just don't understand. So while I am waiting for everybody to get in place and do what they do, I'm going to go ahead and play some music. And you know what? I'm going to start out with my old song. And this is R. Kelly, Mario, and Lil Jon. This is Miss Chocolate, because I am chocolatey.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Let's go, ladies.
Uh-huh.
Lil Jon.
Yeah.
Your boy, Kelly.
Yeah.
John and Mario. Yes, yes, yes. Now I'm going to get into some Wes Craven with Pillow Talk.
I'm from the corner with a goon be. Hold heat, hit a nigga before he hit me. Yeah, gotta get it before it's all gone. I'm big bone, mob like Al Capone. Stay blowing out smoke through the ozone. Colored stone, fresh like a snow cone. Black luck, black mask when the phone's on. Big guns break your wrist if you hold wrong. Mob shit, if we broke, we gon' rob shit. 4-5, get a nigga all profit. AKs, it ain't long like mob sticks. Lay a nigga down quick if he talk shit. Yeah, hard head, man, I want bread. By any means, get guap till a nigga dead. And you niggas wanna hate cause we getting fed. Lay a nigga down, give a dirt bed.
Why you throwing hate towards my way, my way?
Getting loose, dancing around poles. hoes. Everywhere a nigga looking, everywhere I go. I see these bitches dropping down to the flow. Long as money keep on dropping, man, these bitches ain't stopping. These bitches in here pussy popping, got all the niggas shocking. There's a lot of ass shaking and so much money making. Man, the night is going down.
Featuring Cloud Nine, Better Than Me.
Cloud Nine. Shake 'em up, call me AI. Let me slow it down a little bit. This nigga think he better than me, full quiz. I'ma throw the book at him, full pit. Cause I ain't really tryna hear this nigga bullshit. Yeah, I got my Mike Jack shoes on. I'm on cloud nine, we in our own zone. Try to shake it now, I see her damn song. Like Marvin Gaye, let's get it on.
Wham, 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 wham Music is medicine of the mind. Music is an outburst of the soul. So without music, my story would go untold. Without music, my soul would fold.
And we were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days. We were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days.
Before we met, I must admit, I was by myself. I already knew who you were, that was before I met my ex. Heard your name around town in a lot of different sounds. Tried to introduce me at the right time, but I left. I never forgot your name, though it's music to my ears. And especially when we're together, that is how you make me feel. So I left from Chapel Hill and I started playing ball. But still, I kept in touch with you after all of these years. Didn't introduce you to my mama, cause I didn't know how she would feel. But I knew that she would say you'd interfere with my career. So I kept it on the low, quiet in the studio. I threw on my headphones and started to bust a flow. When they was out at Chuck E. Cheese, I was writing out my dreams. Basketball was all I knew, thought I was going to the league. Till I went to college, played ball, and damn near lost my knee. Now it's 11 years later and you still here with me.
We were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days. We were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days.
If you got someone you love, then I give you some advice. Never leave the one you love for the one you think you like. Cause the one you think you like will leave you for the one they love. Now you sitting all alone thinking what you should have done. And when you see that person moving on, it can mess you up. So before it gets too late, if you got something good, you better stay. And I know I can't go back and change how I left back in the day, but I can promise that I will be faithful the rest of the way. Hip hop running through my veins, this time I am here to stay. It feels good to reunite and be with you all through the night. Telling you all of my secrets, conversating through the mic. And you were the missing piece, you were what I needed in my life. When they was out at Chuck E. Cheese, I was writing out my dreams. Basketball was all I knew, thought I was going to the league. Till I went to college, played ball, and damn near lost my knee. Now it's 11 years later, and you still here with me.
That was Stylistic. And that was Someone Like You featuring Adele. So, wow. No, I wasn't wanted on the fucking FBI list. I was wanted for a fucking fine. I forgot to pay, and the popos was banging on my door like I had killed King David or something. Hell, I don't know. But I went and paid the motherfucker today. So I'm not wanted anymore. So I'm really, like, I went from being a bad girl back to being a good girl. So y'all just going to have to have other kind of stories about me in a jail cell with another female. We're going to have to talk about that one later. I'm going to go ahead and bring on King David. I think this is him. I'm not sure, but we're going to find out right now.
Yeah.
202?
Yeah, it's me. It's me. It's me in the building. What's happening, people?
Oh. It's the king in the queen's world, but
straight
just
up.
Because you're the king, that don't mean shit. It's Chalk's world, so Chalk is over the king, okay?
It's
so
all
I
good.
Just need
the
you
king,
to
see,
have to
see, a king can respect that. A king can respect that. That's what make me a king, respect. You know what I mean? Let's do it.
Ah, hell,
dog.
Nah.
Straight up.
No.
Straight up.
Hell,
what's going on?
No.
I'm good. I can't complain.
You have been going hard all few days about being on the show.
Yeah.
I think that you did that to sort of like, you know, try to be in my good graces so when you came on the show, I wouldn't fuck you up. I mean, that's what I'm thinking. You know, because what did
you say?
I need action. So that's why I said I'm not a talker, I'm a sucker. So that's why I sent you that blog that I put, I Love to Suck Dick.
I saw that, man.
So if I can do that in 53 seconds, what can I do with 5 minutes or picture all night? You would have to really drink a whole lot of Gatorade to replenish all the semen that I'm taking from you. I don't even think you would be able to walk.
Shit, baby, goddamn, man. I saw that shit, too, man. I was tripping, like, whoa, man. Then you had a, had my favorite color on your head. It don't make no sense, man.
My war rag. Yeah, I get busy. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, I'm a swallower.
Straight up. Straight up, man. That's hot right there. Y'all go check that blog out too, man. That's a hot video, man. On some real shit, man. That's hot. Hot 53 seconds. Just 53 seconds, man. Go check that shit out, man. Straight up.
You know, it don't get no better than that. It's like, that wasn't even my best work, to be honest with you. People get so caught up in the videos that they don't understand that that's not even my A game. My A game is going to be for my man when I settle down, and the A game is just going to be like,
oh
my gosh. Like, he's going to follow me around like a puppy, like, shit.
I can imagine straight up. That's what's happening right there. I'm just shocked, mommy.
I can't help it. So why don't you tell everybody who you are and where you from and all that good stuff?
Straight up. It's your boy, King David, man. Lord Style Entertainment. Country boy from Alabama, man. All over Alabama. I'm born and raised Mobile, Alabama. That's off the bottom, you know what I mean? I-10, get it in. Y'all already know Montgomery in the building. Stayed in Montgomery for about 5-10 years. Got down up in Birmingham, Alabama, Magic City right now. That's where I just moved to. I've been here about a year. Just call me Mr. King Alabama, man. I represent that Alabama. So y'all can get me on that Twitter, man, King David 251 at that Twitter, man. You know what I mean? I appreciate everybody checking in. Appreciate Chalk Mama, feel me, Chocolate City Radio having me on today too, man, on everything. Straight up.
Oh, that is so sweet. That is so sweet. That's like a tearjerker moment. It's nice how I can get men to come on my show, and then they start getting all sweet and gushy, and they get all mushy and stuff like that. And that's cool. I like that. I like that a lot. Because that lets me know the power that I have over men.
I know.
I mean, they can't help it. They cannot help it. You know, and I know you done checked out, how many of my prank calls did you listen to?
I heard, what's that dude? The bird dude. I heard the dude
it's
doing the bird thing. That dude was tripping, man. I'm tripping off.
Oh, the one that busted? The one
that came? Yeah, he on that whacking his sausage on the thing. Yeah, that nigga there, man. He going hard, man. You feel me? Nigga stupid.
But what
hard.
Does that tell you?
You got the power, man. You got the power, man. Them boys that weak, man. I'm telling you.
That boy called the blog talk radio and bust on the blog talk with you then. But the thing was, I had prank called him that Friday night, and he was just so thirsty that he kept calling back in. So my thing is, if my show is Friday night from 8 to 10, and I prank call you, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to call you back at 11, and I don't call you back. and then you keep calling into the radio show till you get an answer. What
right.
does that tell
right.
you?
Right, right,
then,
you already know, man. That nigga seen that video, man. You already know what that shit
no,
is.
No, his homeboy set him up from Twitter. His homeboy set him up from Twitter. And
so
then
he didn't have a clue. He didn't even know what was going on.
Nah, he sure didn't. He was just like, I thought you was going to call me back. I already
right.
knew I had him when I seen the number because I recognized the number.
Right,
and then
right.
the next thing you know is like, my co-host and they was like, get him. I'm like, all right, I'm going to get him. And I was like, you ever had phone sex before? And he was like,
right.
nah.
Right. Right.
What? Oh, you about to have it today. And when he didn't, how could you not know that you was on the radio station? Because
right.
it says Blog Talk.
Right.
But I'm so smooth with it. I'm like, ooh, I'm at work. I got my work number. I got my cell number forwarded to my job. You know, I'm so smooth with it. Then
right.
when I seen that it was going to be easy, when he was like, he was taking off his pants, and I got him to take off them boxes. I was like, I might can get him the same
right. I thought you had Gucci Mane on the phone or something when I heard that nigga, man. Oh, everything, that nigga on that bit like Gucci in that thing.
Burr.
Straight up. He tripping. He was tripping hard, man. I think I started listening to another one, too. I don't know which one it was. It was name one. I'm gonna tell you when.
Oh gosh, I have Living Water. That's where I call a deacon and tell him that I have a sexual addiction. And when men hug me, I always put my hand on their ass. And it could be my job because I sell sex toys. Then
right.
I had a producer that was on here, and I told him that I needed a hot ass track. For my head game is a felony, and did I need to do special effects, like actually suck a dick to get the effects to blend in with the track.
Right.
Then I had the CarMax dude, the car salesman. Then
I
had the dude in the bathroom.
The dude with the, when you said you was somebody's manager, he got all excited and shit.
When I said I was Gucci's manager, you know he cried, right?
Right, I heard that one too.
Yeah, he was really crying. People was like, "Oh, you are so bad."
Right,
and
you
I
fucking
was
with
like,
them folk, man, fucking with them folk.
You
like
know what?
There,
look,
man.
I'm gonna tell you. Look, it's not me. It's not me. Basically, they homeboys call or they tweet me and they set me up with their number and give me a little bit of background information about
right.
where I met them from.
Right.
That's all that is.
Right.
And so all I do is just, you know, do what I do.
Right. I see you got this shit popping, you know what I mean? Of everything. I respect it, you know what I mean?
Oh, don't worry. I'm not gonna. I don't prank call my guests. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
I have to keep a certain level of professionalism, and
right.
I don't want the word to get around that I can't get no guests on my show.
Right.
I can't be the cash back to radio. Like, people be like 718. Hell no, nah, that's Chalk. I already know how she gonna do. I talk to her ass. I'm gonna be on YouTube tonight or tomorrow.
Right, straight up.
So tonight's topic is going to be, because I was talking to one of my friends on Facebook last night, and he was saying that women, why is it women always pass up a guy that got his shit together to fuck with a dude that don't have their shit together? Then they want to get mad at everybody when they get bamboozled.
And I thought about
that, and I was like, you know what? That go both ways because good people get fucked over so much.
Right, the dope dealers,
the thugs,
right,
the strippers, right, the hoochie mamas, the chalk mommies of the world. I mean, I don't know.
And I was like,
what the hell? Then we took it deeper about why is it a man will go to the strip club, be all crazy eye over a chick that look good because she may have a big ass and some big titties. They may be hers or they may be fake, but he like willing to just fuck up home for her. And then when he hit the pussy, it's not even good, and he paid for it.
Right. I already feel you on that. That's a good topic. That's a good conversation right there. And that shit can go on for hours and hours. Because it's plenty, in my opinion, it's plenty of reasons behind the madness, you know what I mean? And I'm going to start where everything started from. Home, nigga. Home training, nigga. These niggas ain't taught no better, and these bitches ain't taught no better. It starts straight from home. After that, it's a free fall, you know what I mean? But, yeah, that's a good topic, straight up. Let's get on that, you know
okay.
what I'm
saying? Now, see, before we get on that, because you only sent me two songs, so I'm kind of upset about that.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't know. I thought that's what you asked me for, but, my fault. I apologize.
Is it?
You know what I mean?
Is it? I've already had a couple of pitches.
Yeah.
But I'm always open to taking lots of tracks.
Right.
And,
I can shoot the tracks great, too, you know. It ain't no big deal, but I know you got to load them up and all that good shit right there, too.
My computer fucked me up today. I was on TweetDeck, and something came up from fucking HP. I click on it, right? And next thing I know, my shit will not connect to the internet. It's like my serial number, my product ID number, all that shit is stripped.
Oh yeah, that's that scheme. They be trying to make you re-up. You know, everything digital, they gonna make you come back. You got to go buy it again. You know what I mean?
Make sure your product registration is correct. That's all. Then as soon as I did that, it told me my copy of Windows was counterfeit. It's like everything is invalid. I'm like,
what
the hell they do that?
That upgrade, re-up, that's what they want.
What they going to get is when tech support, the case manager calls in the morning,
mm-hmm.
he going to get cussed out.
Straight up.
They want me to send in my laptop, and they going to have it for 7 to 9 business days.
Okay.
I do all my work online. My radio
right,
show is online.
Right,
I do
right.
online promotions.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what am I supposed to do?
No. That's that mean computer game they got going on right now. That shit real fucking heavy right now. Like, the computer, the internet, that shit stupid heavy right now. That's where the money at, for real. Niggas need to step their game up and get their read on, you know what I mean, and understand what's going on, for real. That shit, that crazy.
Well, they got me fucked up. They got the right bitch, and they going to hear about it tomorrow, because y'all going to have to compensate me for this, because this is y'all fault.
Right.
Until I clicked on that HP shit, my tweet deck was tweeting. It was doing everything, making a little chime.
Right.
I could do whatever I needed to do.
Right.
So I'm like, that's why I know. They said it was an upgrade. No, it's not the upgrade, because I took it off. So I'm like, you know what? September must gonna be a really good month for me, because I'm going through too much shit, from running from the law to my computer being fucked up to not getting no good back blowing out sex and all that good shit.
Right. So September, September, that's my birthday month too. So yeah, we both might be straight this whole month. You know what I mean? There's a lot of good shit.
Yeah, you straight every day. It's your damn show. What the hell you talking about? Oh, that dope. I will play I'm Dope, I Rock. So you dope and you rock the nut out your dick.
That's that new shit, y'all. Y'all get on that. Still spraying cockroach and coming soon, man. I'm dope, man. Y'all already know. Smoke me, man. You feel me? Straight up.
Yeah. King David. Lifestyle Entertainment, man.
Call me Sire.
You smoke dope, don't you?
I'm Sire, what?
You smoke dope, don't you?
Yeah.
King Perk.
You whoop that.
That's
me,
nigga.
I'm dope, nigga.
Lifestyle Entertainment, man. King David up in your motherfucking eardrum, man.
King Rock.
Hey. Free bass.
I rock.
Yeah, bitch, I'm rock.
I rock.
Mouth is up your nose. Put your face in the fucking straw. Yeah, bitch, I'm dope.
King Rock.
I'm dope.
I rock.
Yeah, bitch, I'm dope.
your face in the bumper strong.
All right.
Yeah, bitch, I'm dope.
Key Rock.
I'm dope.
All right.
Yeah, bitch, I'm dope.
Key Rock.
I'm dope.
All right.
Key Rock. Key Rock, straight drop.
Drop.
Moving on your block.
Block.
Yup, I'm hard as hell. Don't call me Key Rock. Yeah, bitch, I rock.
Uh-huh.
I rock. I swear I be out the scale.
No,
you can't buy that pack. Oh, yeah, that right, you wrong. You sound like Swagger Jack. You disgust me. King David, hot topic. All y'all disgust me. Better cop the hot. Better yet, I'm fly like the G6. You can't afford to buy me, so you suckin' 6-6. I'm that pure uncut. Now a stamp on. If she ain't got the whole ticket, get the fuck on. Stay on my grizzly push. Fuck you, Frank, dumb butt. In the fucking scrum.
Right.
Yeah, bitch, I'm dope.
Key Rock.
I'm dope.
All right.
Yeah, bitch, I'm dope.
Key Rock.
I'm dope.
All right.
Matter of fact, I'm probably gonna shoot that right there, that dope. I'm probably finna shoot that next. I got a DVD I'm working on. I'm put about 5-6 music videos on now, some cut scenes, behind the scenes shit, some Chalk Mommy shit on now. For y'all niggas, all kind of shit. Yeah. We finna drop it, you know what I'm saying, the DVD coming, y'all be ready for that. Probably if I say Thanksgiving, I'm gonna get y'all something for Thanksgiving, you know, I'm gonna get that to y'all by November. End of November, y'all be looking out for that DVD coming real soon. Chalk Mommy will be on now, so y'all get ready for that shit, man. You know what I mean?
Oh my gosh, this is crazy because, like, I'm at my brother's house and I'm using his damn computer, and he uses Internet Explorer. So this shit is giving me like all kinds of problems. Like, I can't see nothing.
Right.
Like, I'm just going to have to reboot everything, and then I'm going to tell him about his damn self when I'm going to leave his house. I know that's so disrespectful. And I'm going to be very disrespectful when I leave here. Like, boy, I would never use your raggedy-ass computer again. I told you,
right.
Internet Explorer, Chrome is fucked up, Mozilla is fucked up. There is no good browser out there. I need to come up
with
one called Chocolate
City. I'm with that Mozilla, man. I'll be on that Mozilla, man. Mozilla, y'all cut the check. Cut the check, Mozilla. Firefox, nigga. Try that one. Yeah, see if that works. Y'all need to cut the check because I'm putting y'all
on
some
new
business.
You know, it's good,
right,
but it be having its issues too. But I would have to say out of all three of them, I fuck with Google Chrome the best.
Chrome, yeah, Chrome too. Chrome, y'all cut the check, Chrome. Y'all get it.
Yeah, they need
straight up. I fuck with that. I know what you mean though. I already know how that shit go. You know what I mean? Especially when you try to work hard. When you be working hard, that bitch be going slow. I already know.
Oh Lord! Loud speakers.
Mm-hmm.
Loud speakers. But now back to the topic at hand.
Right.
So you say it starts at home. I can't really say it starts. Well, you know what? It could, because people emulate what they see.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
There
so
a
girl see her mama with a sorry ass dude. But see, I can't really say that.
And at home, mama ain't the only thing you see at home when you got cable. You born in the 90s. You born in the late 80s and the 90s. You got cable. Shit, mama, you looking at BET. They teaching them motherfuckers the cable, the Cinemax. They showing Minaj A. Twice on Cinemax, man. Lesbians, all that shit. That shit on HBO, man. You know what I mean? So, shit, when I say start at home, I mean everything that's at home. You know what I mean? So, it's so
everything
many outlets.
In a household.
Yeah. Straight up, man.
I mean, okay, I can see that. I can actually see that. But my thing, because I've always wondered about that. Like, you'll see these dudes, and they'll pass by a good girl,
right.
A girl to go to school, a girl,
right.
Girl to work,
right.
And, you know, she ain't all super-duper flashy,
right.
Or whatever.
She don't
and
look
they
like
lose
the BET
mind.
Shit. Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, even rappers do that. Like,
right.
When y'all do y'all videos, y'all got to have a big booty hole.
But we doing it in a business standpoint. That don't mean that's what my wife at home look doing or she looking like, you know what I mean? I'm trying to sell a record, you know what I mean? So I need to give an image. I'm trying to give these niggas what they want to see. If they want to see Chalk Mama shake his fast, watch yourself, you know what I mean? They want to see all that, you feel me? So that's what the rap, when you want to get on the rappers doing that, they selling records, baby. They giving off the image, the same image that at home gave them on what? BET. That's what we just got to talk about. I'm telling you, man. Straight up.
Okay, so we're
going to
say it's
BET
fault. Okay,
I'm just saying BET is like, I'm using that as an example. No mean to bash you guys at BET. I'm going to come sit on the couch one day.
It'll
be
okay.
Right, but I'm just saying that's one of the major outlets. Like when we said at home, then you wanted to blame it all on mama, what they suffer mama. But mama sometimes is not even at home. So it's other outlets that's coming into the household, like the radio, like the TV, like the internet nowadays. You know what I'm saying? So really is out of control. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no control. Ain't no control over it. They can get what they want. If they type it in, they know how to spell. Bitch, you go to school, you know how to spell. You can Google anything, nigga. You know what I mean? So, shit, it might be the truth and it might not be. It's all on what they want to give you on Google as well. So it's all out of control, you know what I mean? Until somebody step in and give them the real deal. Like you say, you know what you should be looking for because you describe the female that go to school, got her shit together, she working 2 and 3 jobs trying to be somebody. She want to be the first lady of the United States, you know what I mean? She going for the gusto, you feel me? But nigga don't see her because she ain't busy in the mirror putting on wall paint, throwing wigs on, throwing plastic fingernails on, throwing fake eyelashes on, cutting her eyebrows off and drawing them back on, sticking a booty shot in her booty, make her booty duke big. She got silicone titties. She got fake toenails. She fingernails. I mean, come on. Come on. You know what I mean?
Okay, I feel you on that. Now, my question to you is, when you're doing your rap videos,
right,
like, how do you determine what chick gonna be in the video? And have you ever had some extracurricular shit go on for a chick to make sure she was gonna be in your video?
Nah. Okay, that question directed at me. Okay, my first video shoot. You know, like, I ain't going to tell you what I know that goes on because it's a lot of shit that goes on in that world, you know what I mean? Like,
okay, I want to know what you do.
Right,
what
okay.
A female has done
you
to get in your
done.
Video.
I'm going to tell you what I've done, and I'm going to tell you what I've learned after what I've done and what I'm going to do next. Okay, what I did the first time, you know, being me, you know, just trying to do my first video, I want that bitch to be raw, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to look hood, you know what I mean, like on purpose, you know what I mean, so I went for real support. I went for people who actually wanted to be in my video. I didn't even choose girls. I put it out there that I'm finna shoot a video, and I wanted the girl that wanted to actually do the video, you know what I mean, and it wasn't so much of saying I want this particular look, I want that particular look, I just want people that want to be in King David video at the video shoot. So that's how I ran it the first time. So any girl you see in the acting video, any niggas you see in the acting video, it was all because they support me. They wanted to be there. I wouldn't give a fuck if it wasn't nobody showed up. I was going to shoot that bitch. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I kept it the first time. Okay, the second time, push video is solo. You know what I mean? So I didn't call nobody for that. But, okay, this next video, like, I got specific girls that me, myself, I like to do teamwork. I like to fuck with the females, the models, the dancers, the strippers, the hustlers, just the pretty faces that surround me in my everyday that I know that's trying to do something, that's trying to make it somewhere. I would want to fuck with them over just paying a pretty bitch who say she even been in all these magazines and all this and all that and done all this, got a little track history because she done sucked a million dicks, you know what I mean, too, you know what I mean? But I like to fuck with my hustle girls like I know. Like, for instance, if I do anything in the future and it come for something that I need a Chalk Mommy, I'm going to call Chalk Mommy and put Chalk Mommy in my business. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm 100 like that. I believe in helping my people, you know what I mean? We fuck with each other anyway. You do that, then do that. Let's do that. I'm going to let you do that for me. I'm going to push you out through my outlet. You push me out through your outlet, and we work together, you know what I mean? Basically, so females out there, you know, who think you're doing your thing, it's going to be a lot of real niggas in the game. So I advise you to stop being high on yourself and rock with some of these dudes. Fuck with some of these people, because when niggas see you fuck with them, niggas see you grinding at the same time, he more out liable to call you just because. That's my people. I fuck with her. She grind. Chalk Mama had me on a radio station. She had me on her DVD on her mixtape. You know what I'm saying? Now, I got something to do. I got a check. They just gave me $1 million to do a project. Why wouldn't I try to fit Chalk Mama in now? You know what I mean? Like, that's my mentality. Like, as of where I stand right now. Now, not to say if I wasn't in control, something else might happen. But if I'm in control, that's what I'm going to do. You see what I'm saying? me as a rapper. You know what I mean?
Got you. Hold on 1 second. Everybody, if y'all trying to get in, I am having internet problems, and I am trying to bring up my browser. I keep rebooting the damn computer. I'm about to call my brother here to fix his raggedy shit and smack him upside his head because this is fucking ridiculous. Now, getting back to your questions of you. So, have you ever, let me see, what's the next question? Oh, yeah, you're supposed to be having some shocking sex confessions on my show. So I'm going to help you bring them out because one of the little tweets that I seen yesterday is something about you fucking a midget.
A midget?
Oh, you must have seen that one. I must have slept up behind you. Yeah, that was one of your confessions.
Oh,
it's like wanting to have sex with a midget.
Oh, no. Let's see. I might try a little fine midget up, though, for real, though. If she fine, though, like, pretty, too, I might try her up. Like, I don't discriminate for real, though. You know what I mean? Like, straight up. You know what I mean? But I ain't like just out here just chasing midgets around. You know what I mean? But I rock with it. She pretty, though, because she can't help that. She still who she is. You know what I mean? It's grown.
True.
That pussy grown. You know?
Oh, my God. And then you ain't really got to do too much for the head game, because she can just walk straight at you. And then it's easy for you to carry her around and just hit it,
yeah, I'll tell
you. A little pretty bad midget.
A little hot little midget. She got to be a hot little midget, though. She know what I'm saying? I ain't just going to rock with anything, shout, you know what I mean? But she a hot little midget. Yeah, I tell her straight up. On everything, people. Midget people. Pretty midgets.
Okay, now see, why you keep stressing pretty? Why she can't be a midget with just a big ass? Because midgets going to be thick regardless.
You talking drunk shit now. Like, Nick, you know what I mean? Like, you know, what you talking about me picking them? Like, if I'm just settling, you know what I mean? But if I'm picking, yeah, she got to be pretty, man. I like a pretty chick, man. Yeah, I want to look at her, you know what I'm saying? Look at her face expression when she take that, take that, you know what I'm talking about? I want to see what she look like, man.
Okay, so when you talking about some take that, exactly what is she taking?
Man, yeah, I already know we serving sausage over here, man. Major sausage.
Okay, there are different kinds of sausage. You have the sizzling, which is about maybe 3 inches long, half an inch thick.
Right.
Then you might have your Polish sausage.
Right.
Just have them, the most special made Italian sausages.
Bratwurst boy. You feel me?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, you
know,
big Bratwurst boy.
Straight up.
We ain't fucking with no red hots. No red hot sausage over here. You feel me? No hot burning hot sausage over here.
Every time I ask you a question and you answer it, you know you set yourself up, right?
Go for it.
Have you ever paid for pussy?
Yes, I've paid for pussy in my life before, yeah. We may not do it directly. indirectly paid for it, yeah. In my life, yeah. I mean, I'm...
Was it worth it?
No. Hell no. It's never worth it.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? It'd be moment things. It'd be growth spurts. It'd be situations, you know what I'm saying, that I feel that I was paying for, not the pussy. Pussy's not worth a buck. You feel me? It's the situation that I purchased, the experience that I purchased. You know what I mean? So I put it to you like that. You did.
Oh, the situation.
The situation is what's being purchased. So, ladies, don't get it twisted. I'm giving you sausage, too. You feel me? And I charge a big dick ride. I charge a big dick ride fee myself. You know what I mean? You can't even ride my dick for free. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, but how do they know it's big? I mean, we ain't seen no pictures. Every time I see a picture of you, you
no
bagging
pictures.
In a motherfucker.
It ain't no pictures. No pictures. It, you know.
Oh, you just.
You got to get in that situation to get Sasha meat over here. From the King Sasha meat. You feel me? You got to put yourself in the right situation to get King Sasha. No picture, none of that. You know what I mean? You got to be trill. Like I say, plus, I charge a big dick ride fee anyway. So, you know, you got to get your bread up for the experience. Not the meat. We ain't selling meat. I'm not a prostitute. You feel me? I'm going to sell you an experience. You know what I mean? That's what I purchase. You feel me? No buying no pussy. We don't buy pussy. You feel me, fellas?
All men buy pussy. I don't care what you
say. Some men
all
do.
Men
some
buy
men
it.
Do. Like, you got some niggas who don't get no pussy, and only way he gets some pussy is he buy it, and that's where he buying some pussy. I need to fuck something, you know. But being king, you know what I mean, it's like fucking ain't even it no more. Y'all real niggas feel me. They ain't even it no more. So, but you got your,
they
right.
Feel that you pay. Because you said, okay, so moving right along, because you will be bullshitting all night long on this question. How is your tongue skills? How is your tongue skills? How is King David's tongue skills?
Tongue skills?
You want me to break it down for you even more?
Oh, Lord, tongue skills, man. I mean, you know, nigga, I was French kissing back by the 7th grade, 8th grade. I went out to practice with my tongue in my mouth. I ain't, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how to do it.
Okay, so 7th to 8th grade, your tongue game was official with French kissing. So
right.
When did you move from French kissing to pussy eating? Like, you know,
see, I'm going
to help
no...
you. Since you want to dance around, I'm going to bring it straight to you.
Right.
Look, dude, how good do you eat it?
I mean, I can do anything, you know what I'm saying, when I put my mind to it. I'm that type of dude. I'm like a go-getter, you feel me? So if I concentrate on that shit, you know what I mean, I'm probably going to get pretty good with that shit, you know what I mean? So I'm just say like that, you know, like, you know, you put that pussy down.
Wait a minute, you say when you concentrate?
Yeah, when I
you
concentrate.
You got to concentrate to do that?
Yeah. Yeah. I have to home in on that act, you know what I mean? And then ain't no telling what can happen after that. But, you know, that one don't occur often, you know what I mean? It be on special girl, you know. Nigga, you know, just, you know. You already know, man. It don't occur often. You know what I mean? I can't give you a lot of detail on that topic. You know what I mean? It only goes so far, basically. You know.
Okay, so what about eating ass?
Never have ever done it. Never in my life stuck my tongue in the trash can, man. I never put my tongue in the trash can. That's the waste basket, man. That's everything bad comes out the asshole. Like, whatever your body say, I don't fuck with that. It comes out right there. So I try to play it safe around the asshole. You know what I mean? don't fuck with bro too tough.
So you've never had a female touch yours?
I don't think so.
Check me.
Cause you know, even if a female, cause see, I see you got that idea. You know what I mean? You is in your mind to play with somebody, Duke. You know what I mean? So if she probably went for it the way a nigga was already, most nigga about to move off it, so nigga actually didn't take it that way, cause she couldn't catch that thing, you know what I mean? Like, so I ain't gonna say she ain't touched it or tried to touch it, grab it, you know, how y'all be wanting to pull and grab and all that, but you gonna have to move. No, that ain't even comfortable, you know what I mean? To me, I don't like that shit. I can't get comfortable with that subject. I don't like Duke's hoes, man. I don't like his hoes, man. Straight up, man. I don't like them. I let her play with hers, you know what I'm saying, and put stuff up her. You know, because I heard it stimulate, you know what I mean? You know, they got a little plug. You can plug it up for her, you know what I mean? And if she want all that, you can plug it up.
Oh, so you a butt plug puller.
Yeah, if she want that shit, if she you know.
Oh, so you won't eat ass, but you will play in it.
I ain't gonna play. I'm gonna put something else in it.
If you pulling butt plugs or butt beads, you playing in the ass.
Nah, she playing in her ass. I'm having her play in her ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just my opinion though, and I know you know. A lot of people deal for that, you know, and all that. But I stay away from it myself. It's dirty, man. It's that's me. You asking King David? That's the waste basket, man. You can clean it out if you want. Like niggas take the trash out, empty the trash out all the time, clean the trash can, wash it out, everything. You know what I'm saying? But it's still a garbage can. You know what I mean?
So, that means you ain't never fucked a bitch in the ass either?
Nah, I don't be going for that. I'm telling you. See, we can get on that subject. And that shit is gay, man. That came from the gay man community, man. See, people be trying to cross shit over and make everything all the same, man. Like, booty hole is not a sexual organ, man. Like you don't want to lick me in my eyeballs. You got eyeballs, I got eyeballs. That ain't how I can look in the girl's eyes every day. You know, like, I got a booty hole, you got a booty hole. Ain't nothing different about a booty hole. A booty hole is a booty hole. It both do the same thing. You know what I mean? Like, so when you look at it and you put it all on the line for real, that shit is not what it is, man. Straight up. Porn fuck these niggas up. Got these niggas want to stick it in now. They somebody feel this and that. You feel me? That shit dirty,
but
man.
It may feel like that. See, you don't know because you haven't tried it.
I'm saying,
you know, they might like
why.
The tightening of the walls.
I'm telling you
they
why.
They might like the tightening of the wall. Okay, so
see,
you
it ain't
get
about
porn,
the
right?
Feeling. It ain't that I'm chasing feelings out here. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't about me not giving a fuck what something feel like. I don't give a fuck what crack feel like. I ain't gonna smoke it. You see what I'm saying? Like, a crack nigga, he think, man, chalk mama hit this motherfucking crack, nigga. You ain't never tried it. You know what I'm saying? Like, hit this, nigga. No, nigga.
I got you on that one. I knew you on that one.
I ain't chasing the feeling. It ain't about me. Everything that feels good ain't good, man. And that's just one thing. Like I say, I know that shit touch a lot of people, a lot of niggas. They think they straight as hell. Be time to go a booty hole up, man. A booty hole is a booty hole, man. That shit came from the gay community, man.
I mean, okay, so when you look at porn and you see Cherokee and Pinky taking in the ass, how do you feel? Does it turn you on? Do you sit there and watch it? Or you just be like, man...
Yeah, I be like, I laugh and be looking at the faces, you know what I'm saying? Looking at them, how they taking it. And looking at the dude, look at him. He gay as fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I see it. You know what I'm saying? I watch everything. You feel me? I've seen a lot of shit that I ain't going to do. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Like, you know, it is what it is. You feel? They know what they doing. I ain't make this stuff up. Shit, I'm just living. I just like
okay,
like y'all like.
What kind of fucker are you?
What kind of fucker am I?
Yeah.
What you mean? Like if I haven't put a title on and shit or some shit?
Yeah, like when you're fucking, what kind of fucker are you?
I don't know what you would call that shit. I mean, I be.
Do you make love? Do you have sex? Do you like fuck? Like.
I do. I probably wrap all that shit up. I wrap all of it up into one thing. You feel me? I like to talk that shit too, though. I be talking shit. You know what I'm saying? I done caught myself. You feel a chick laughing and shit like, nigga, you crazy, you know what I'm saying? Like, having fun, it's an experience. I'm going to call it an experience fucker. Let's call it
an experienced fucker that don't really eat pussy, that
right.
Stays away from the garbage can,
right.
That will fuck a midget,
Right, a pretty midget.
Oh, excuse me, a pretty midget. That has paid for pussy. So, it's safe to say that you are freaky, but there's still a lot of things that you haven't done that you want to have done to you, or that you need to have to bring you out of your shyness or whatever it is that you got going on.
Okay, so it's a sex doctor.
Nah, I just hear it in your voice. How old are you?
28.
Yeah, see, you still got a lot of life on you. So, you know, you still got a whole lot of things to experience because at 28, your mind ain't completely open. You know what I'm saying?
At 28?
You gotta fuck, yeah, it's not. You have to fuck with a seasoned woman to turn your ass out to all those oohs and ahs and be like, oh, hell yeah. Fuck yeah, you won't have to think about it because that shit will just roll off your tongue. Man,
right.
You eat ass, I sure do. Like, you eat, I tear that shit up like a fish fry on Friday.
Eat ass, you eat ass.
Ooh, we're not talking about me, we're talking about shit.
what about Chalk Mommy? Do Chalk Mommy eat ass?
Put it like this. Chalk Mommy does what she has to do to make her man feel like he's on
right.
A cloud 1,000,000.
And then them dudes let you eat their ass.
I don't say all of that. My man lets me do what I want to do to get him where he needs to get.
Okay.
So
sounds like what?
You
eat his ass. Sounds like.
Well, see, I don't have a man, so I'm really not doing anything. And
right.
I've got to get my brother to come get this damn internet on because I cannot see my switchboard. I can't see nothing. And it's
right.
Crazy. I'm like, damn. Junior, I can't get your internet to come up. See, using that internet exploder. I don't know, everybody's like, did he just take a pause? Yes, I took a pause. I can't play my commercials. I can't play nothing.
Right. Fucked up.
But it's okay, because everybody...
You got
to
cut the
shit off. Okay. Like, everybody's heard you talk about your fantasy about a midget, so, I mean, I think you should continue to talk about that. Have you ever seen Bridget the Midget?
Bridget the Midget?
Bridget. Yeah, that's a little porn star.
She white or black?
She white.
I seen the little black one, little ugly black one before. Oh, yeah, I did see the little white one. I seen her. I saw the little white one. She kind of, she looked like an old one.
Kayla look like me. Kayla? My brother showed me pictures and I'm doing my damn radio show. That's just like, man, I swear this is a throwback classic. This will never make Facebook. This will never make Facebook. Wow. It's amazing when you have kids. And you look at your kids today, and you look at yourself like 40 years ago.
Shit, no.
And your kids be like, I'm looking at this picture, and my granddaughter looks like me.
Right.
I was beautiful back then, or, yeah, I was never ugly. So, yeah, I'm going to need to get a copy of this picture. I might even put this on Facebook. Call this a throwback classic and have them fix it up.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, I could try to hook you up with Bridget the Midget because I need to get some midgets on the show anyway. Because I want to get Mini-Me on the show because I want to know about his sex tape.
Because
he is just Austin Powers?
Right. Little
Mini-Me. Like, he is just so short. But, you know, getting back to your question, I'm the nasty, dirty, super freak. So whatever I have to do please, my man, I will. Because my man will never go elsewhere to get sexual satisfaction when he can get it at home.
And he probably looking for some butt play, huh?
Nice.
If he out here looking for butt,
I'm gonna make it my business for you to.
He making for butt play, then
that
go back to the topic of passing up a good man.
See,
y'all choosing these niggas looking for butt play. What you say? What'd you expect if you with a nigga and he want butt play? Hey, on everything now, you gotta really think about that and kind of ponder on that. You know what I mean? And are you with a man? You know what I mean? Like, all kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? That's all King David saying, man.
You know, King David is funny because it's like you want someone to take you there. See, you want to experience a chocolate fantasy. I understand.
We can go there. That might be something you don't know nothing about. You probably ain't never rock with. A nigga who need butt play, period, to take you across the damn moon.
We don't need that. We don't see. All I need is a nice stiff one,
right?
I need it to be about 8.5 or better.
Right.
And I need him to know how to work it. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I need him to touch the titties first and
right.
suck on the big African nipples that I have. Right.
Right. Right. Right.
Then I need him to kiss down to the belly button. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Then
right.
I need him to look at that tattoo that says Chica on my coochie. And I need him to go ahead and say hi to Chica. But I need him to get real up close and personal and put his lips on Chica. You know what I'm saying? So,
right,
you know how
right.
you was French kissing in the 7th and 8th grade? I need you to do that to my pussy.
So, I'm
looking at your lips, and they look like they could work.
Right.
Yeah, your lips look like they could work.
So you look, you looking at them. Okay, yeah, I got you.
Yeah, you know, I looked at the push video, and, you know, I studies everything.
Right.
everything. You
right.
had the cute little J's on, so, you know, you're
right.
about your dressing business and
right,
stuff
right,
like
right.
that. So,
right,
you know,
right,
we cool on that. So then, you know, I look at the hands, and,
right.
you know, you look like you in the 8-inch family. You know, you might be, like, in between slim and thick, like, medium
right,
size.
Right, right,
width,
right.
You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right,
so,
right.
you know, you look like you fucks with the Magnum family. Now, I'm thinking you could have been Lifestyle because, you know, Lifestyle got the extra large. But,
right,
you know,
right,
Magnum,
right,
well, it, you
right.
know, that's cool, too. And
yeah,
then,
it's just a brand. Go ahead.
Yeah, it is. And then you look like you one of those, you like it from the back type dudes. You know what I'm
right.
saying? You like
right.
one of those mirror fuckers. Like, you like
all
to
right.
position
right.
a bitch with the mirror
right.
and push ass down, and you like to look like, oh, shit, like I could take Brian Pumper's place in the porn
right.
industry.
Right.
You
right.
know? And you like to look at those faces. You know what I'm saying? You
right.
like to pull up
right.
the chair, make a head come up, and
yeah.
then look at her as
you
digging
know,
all
yeah.
in the dugout
really
and
good.
Shit like
you
that.
Really good. Yeah,
so it's just like, mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Most dudes
right.
like that. Hit it from
yeah.
the back, pull the hair, look at what she's working with, and get it over with.
Right. You sound like you know something, too. You know something. But
I just
know
what men like.
I know you do.
I know what men like because I know what I like.
Right. I can respect it now. I can't even argue with it. I know you know. I heard it. You just told it to me. You know what I mean?
Yes, I am still working with this fucking internet. He said it takes a while. And I'm like, damn, he don't got dial up. Well, damn, DSL is like dial up. I'm used to my cable broadband. Like,
yeah, y'all on that DSL over there?
Yeah, we on that DSL. So, people that's trying to get in, that's in my chat room, I am not neglecting y'all. I just can't see y'all motherfuckers.
Right.
Because
right.
I'm also raggedy ass. Internet service, Bell South got
right.
some bullshit going on right now. It's a fucking conspiracy. The type of day that I'm having today, I'm telling you,
right.
it's going
right.
to be okay. It's going to get better because I done found out that King David want to fuck a pretty midget. If you got some beads to stick in your ass, he will pull them out.
Right.
He makes good music. But most importantly, you know, guys, don't get caught up in all the little sex stuff, but he actually wants to give back to the community. So what that means for everybody that missed it is when he's doing his videos and stuff like that, he wants to use his circle, you know, people that's on the grind just like him that's trying to come up. It's not necessarily that he don't want a real big booty pretty bitch or anything like that in his videos. He does, but he wants you to be from his hood so your struggle can be his struggle and y'all
right.
can come up together.
Good.
You know what I'm saying?
Put,
he don't
want
to take
put.
Money out the hood. He wants to put money in the hood and make it all good. That's what he wants to do.
Uh-huh. Well put.
And that's a good thing. I
right.
respect you for that.
Right. And that's how we all should be. So once we all connect the circle, now look at the bigger your circle goes, the wider you connect, the people you connect with, I got a big booty bitch on my team. I got a pretty bitch on my team. I got a chocolate mommy on my team. You know what I mean? Like, so it really don't start. It's all about building, man. Like, that's the foundation of everything, you know what I mean? Solid ground, you feel me? So that's what I like.
So
man,
by you being an artist and being in the industry, you come across all types of females. Have you ever fucked a female that had a fake ass?
I don't think I have. I don't think so. If I ain't noticed it if I did, but I don't think I recall it. Like, I know what they look like. You know, I see them around, you know what I mean? Shouts out to one of my homies, you feel me? She rocking with one, you feel me? But
did you touch it?
Hers, I at the strip club before. Yeah, I touched her before. You know what I mean? It hard. I think it kind of stiff. You know what I mean? But see, you can't say that because it's a lot of people with natural stiff asses. You know what I mean? Like, you know, they got hard glutes, goddamn. You know what I mean? And some girl shit soft. You feel me? So it's a toss up. But I don't target them hoes. Them hoes ain't all that. Like, them big old asses, that shit ain't all that. You know what I mean? I'm a sexy man myself. Me, myself, I like a petite, sexy chick. Like, she got a nice apple booty. Like, it's nice, it's round, it's shapely. But that motherfucker ain't all huge and blowed out. Like, I don't like all that big ass. I don't like nothing stupid huge. You feel me? Everything needs to be nice and sexy. You know what I mean? Within means, nigga. You know what I mean? Like, that other shit just for show. You know what I mean? That shit just for the eyeball. You know what I mean? It stimulate the eyeball, but that ain't what I want. Me, myself, not the king. You feel me? I like a sexy chick. Sexy ladies, get at me, man. You know what I mean?
I mean, could it be that you like it like that? Because in that way, when you're hitting it from the back, it's like how you guys cup. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it ain't got no super wide leftovers, and it don't look all distorted, and you
right.
Like that natural jiggle that it
yeah,
has to it.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you want to see what's going on, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that's me, my prep. Now, you got niggas that like the big booty Judy, now. He need that. He got to have that. Like, he don't like no little ass. He want to pounce up on some. I mean, to each his own. You know what I mean? But me, I like a little sexy chick. You know what I mean? Look, something cute. You know what I mean? Look, you know, a little slim. That's what I like. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Have you ever fucked in a strip club?
Inside the strip club? Nah, I ain't never fucked in there. I got some head in that bit, but I ain't never fucked in that bit.
Oh, so you got some head in the strip club?
Yeah, I got some head in the strip club.
And you paid for it too, didn't you?
I mean, we paid for this that night. We paid for the whole night. We bought drinks and we performed and, you know, we paid for the. It wasn't about that. That was just a part of it. You know what I mean?
Oh, that was like the after.
Nah, I mean, it was, I would time it in the middle. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't even over with after that. You feel me? Well, that wasn't the after. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I just, like I said, I don't really get caught up about me myself. I was a pretty fly dude, you know what I mean, coming up. Like, I ain't just started being who I was when I picked up a microphone, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was dope, you know what I mean? I rocked before, you know, I even started being the king. Like, I'm David from the JIT, you know what I mean? And I was kind of fly, so I was getting pussy, you know, middle school. So I hit my fur, you feel me, rubbed up, jumped in my fur, probably around about in the 7th grade, summer, something like really got it now. I was hunching out for then, I ain't even gonna lie. And she gave it to me, old chocolate chick, you feel me? I put it in, you know what I mean? It was like the end of 7th grade, you feel me? So I've been a player, I've been fly, my folks fly, my dad and them fly, my uncle and them fly, so I was straight, so, you know, coming up when I got, ninth, you know what I'm saying, I get to the 9th grade, cheerleaders jumping down, got the 12th graders wanting to beat me up, you know what I mean, and all that. I'm a fly young nigga coming into high school, you know what I'm saying? The Eagle cheerleader, they let them 12th grade. They made in the school. Everybody know the cheerleader. We don't know this little nigga right here. You know what I'm saying? That nigga, you got these niggas who been chopping the sheep, man. He mad. You see him all that. They, oh, man, I been did that. You see what I'm saying? So, I'm fucking just ain't it. We got, it's the experience, man. We going to have to make a movie, man.
You ain't ready for no damn movie, because
we got to make a movie, man.
You don't want to make a movie with me, because I promise you, the world will see Chalk Mommy turn King David ass out on the big screen.
We can leak this sex tape in about 3 years. About, give me, you gotta let me get in. Let me get in real, real good like I want to. I'm going to get in the game real good first. Like solid in there. And then when they start trying to retract on the nigga, we'll drop that thing. You know what I mean? We'll leak the sex tape after that. You know what I mean? But this experience, I'm going to show them the real King David. We, me and you going to show them the King David experience. You know what I mean? Ain't no, be
oh,
no sex. It ain't no sex. It ain't no sex tape. It's an experience tape. Dig me.
All I know with experience, sexual comes before that. And I am bringing up my internet. It took a whole hour.
Right.
And I've been there.
Boomer Super Hard Radio, man. Boomer Super Hard TV coming soon, man. Y'all get with it, man. Here we come, man. Shouts out to Blast Your Thoughts, man. We finna make everybody blast their thoughts, you know what I'm saying? Nigga got the website. Y'all go check out blastyourthoughts.com. It's just like updating status. It's just, listen, I'm going to give y'all something. Just like updating status, except you don't type. See, we finna go to the real lazy world where everybody phone, they going to be able to Skype on the regular. So no more typing on Twitter. Go to blastyourthoughts.com, upload your video, just talk your shit. You feel me?
Oh.
That's how people really going to feel me. Like, people don't even be able to look in King David's eyes and see when King David talking to understand how for real I'm here with what I do, you know what I mean? But that's why videos and BET so big and visual. They lock down the TVs for we can't just get on them, ho. We can get on that net, but you got to work hard because you working up against a nigga with millions of dollars, you know what I mean? And fuck all that. We ain't going to talk about that. But straight up, blastyourthoughts.com, man. Y'all all on. Fuck with my
people.
Oh,
shit. I'm finna start making videos blasting my thoughts and blasting people. We're going to bring on 450, because I can actually see my switchboard now. I apologize for people that wanted to get in and y'all couldn't get in. I could not get the internet to come
phone,
up.
I'm finna call you on the cell phone.
Hello?
It's another 202 number. You feel me?
Okay, got you. Hello? Yeah, 334-450, you're on the air. How you doing?
What's up? This heavy D from the Gump Time.
How you doing? What's up? Thank you for calling in to the Chocolate City Radio and riding the chocolate wave. I was having technical difficulties earlier, so I wasn't able to see my switchboard and to bring people on. So I didn't want you to think that you was being ignored or anything like that. So what's up? How you calling in? You rocking with King David? Because 334, that's Alabama too, right?
Yeah, you know I got to show King David some love.
Really? So, you know, by you calling in, you opening yourself up to the same scrutiny that he's subject to.
Yeah.
You're not scared.
So how you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
All right. Just chilling.
You just chilling? So I have a question for you, because, you know, you in Alabama, and King David is giving the Alabama men a bad reputation. Do you eat pussy?
No.
What? David, stop laughing. Wow. Why not?
I don't know.
Shout out Gump Town, Montgomery, Alabama, man, in the building, man, my brother, Heavy D, man, that's how we get it in. Y'all know about that Money Town gang, man. Y'all go hit that thing on Twitter, man, Money Town gang, man, we in the building. Heavy D, what it do, man?
Man, but see them, bro, where you chew with you, man.
Yeah, cool, man. So you don't eat no pussy, dude, Heavy D.
No, bro.
Man, that's not cool, because that's a must. Like, you got to kiss it. Have you ever been down there face-to-face with it?
That's it.
Oh, my God. He said, not yet? Oh, my goodness. I'm seeing a lot of Alabama numbers coming up. And, oh, my goodness, if King David and his brother is representing how Alabama young get down, it's about to be a shortage of faithful bitches in y'all state. Wow. Everybody has licked it at least once. Are you scared of it?
Hello?
Did his phone cut out? Well, on that note, I'm going to play. I'm going to play Push by King David as soon as I can get to it.
Sorry.
Oh, let me see. What the hell is it? Man, I swear I can't stand using somebody else's computer because I'm so used to mine. Okay, so let's see. The 70705. Is that you, David?
Yeah, it's me, baby. I'm up here. We're going to keep pushing. We're going to keep pushing. You know how that shit go, man. Like, shit ain't perfect, man. You know what I mean? But we're still going to push that thing, man. You know what I mean? I'm up in here,
okay,
man. Shout out here,
what y'all need
man.
To do is push that tongue up in the coochie. Practice that. Eat more pussy. Fuck eating chicken. Fuck eating beef. Fork eating pork.
I'm pushing sausage in the hot spot.
I need you to push them lips. I need you to eat pussy. So I'm going to give you time to think about it, and we're going to play Push.
Yeah, man, yeah. King David, man. Lord Style Entertainment, man. You feel me? You already know how I get it in, man. You know what I'm
next thing you know, Mario did. What the fuck that mean, man? I'm scared. I'm a hard out. doing drugs, trying to control this shit. Dressed up all black, self so false. Lick shots at you niggas cause I'm pissed off. Right in pocket, motherfucker, gotta get paid. Need a paint job or some 20-inch blade. Feel good when you stunt and shit. Hit the club, blow a lot of money and shit. But that ain't nothing but a passing fly for my crime. And my heart still cold. Remember nigga put iron on Rico. Strip club, butt nigga, lick for the dope. Came back, chop, chop, some down. Self-defense, move out of town. And where I look, see like bullshit. Same shit when I look in the pulpit. And when I thought that was it, then my dog had one man. Motherfuck this shit. Yeah, they saying it to make me strong. I got that wild day, I wrote this song. Stay prayed up all day long. Get money till I'm gone, hell yeah.
Chocolate Fantasies. I'm here to show you just how thirsty motherfuckers are. I have niggas playing with a dick. I have them busting nuts saying brr. If you want me to prank call your friend and give them a chocolate fantasy, hit me up 646-504-5537 and come ride the chocolate wave.
Straight up on everything.
That chocolate wave is something serious. them chocolate fantasies is something serious, whether I'm doing a prank call or where I'm being dead ass. You just can't get around it.
Straight up. I'm fucking with it, man. I'm up in here. I'm flying for all the chocolate right now.
Oh, really?
Swag surfing on the chocolate.
Man, you know what? Let me see. You know what? Do I have any pussy eating songs? Damn.
The whole thing, King, they're playing now. You gonna say that real shit, man. That real shit, man. Not that shit, man.
Man, I'm upset that y'all don't eat pussy. I just can't understand that.
Ain't nobody. I say that shit is special. That's what I said. You feel?
How special is special?
Super special is the definition of special. Get goddamn like.
Oh, okay. So your definition of special is Chalk Mommy coming to Alabama to hang out with King David, and she might need some extra special lip service. So since I'm from way across yonder, and you know, you fuck with me, and you see the videos, and you want to give me something to take back home, then you might be willing to drop on them knees and open up them Chica lips and say hi to Chica and tongue kiss her like you used to do in the 7th or 8th grade. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, shit, man. How about I just put my tongue in your ear like I'm doing on this song right now, you know what I mean? And let me see what my tongue in your ear sound like.
Nah, tongue in the ear don't feel as good as tongue in the cooch or Chica. That's no comparison, because then I can really check out your tongue skills.
I'm trying to see if you can hear me. I'm trying to see if you can hear what I'm saying, though. When I put it in your ear, I want you to hear what I'm saying, you know what I mean?
I'm not going to hear what you're saying. I don't need to hear you. I need to feel you. That's what I need. I need to feel you. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm gonna get my hands on you, and I'm going to convert you, and I'm going to make you a professional pussy eater. So when they be like King David, the artist, you're going to have pussy professional. Professional pussy eater after that. And
everybody
gonna wanna fuck with you.
Okay, that sounds like a plan.
Yeah, and see, then I'm gonna motivate you to make a song about eating pussy, right? And
right.
How it's gonna go down is we're gonna be in a telly, right? And
right.
You're going to be sitting there. We're going to have this funky-ass beat playing, right? I'm going to be
right.
In the shower. And I'm going to come out the shower. I'm going to be butt-ass naked, right?
Right.
And I'm
going
to come lay
right.
on the bed. And then when you see me walking from the bathroom to the bed and how I get on the bed, you just going to start spitting them fucking bars. Then as you rapping, I'm going to be
right.
Addressing you, right? And then I'm going to go down and start kissing you, and you're going to be like, oh, shit, because Prince David going to get hard, right? And then,
right.
And then I'm going to go down like I'm going to give you some, and you're going to be like, no, Chop, let me do you. Lay back, and then I'm going to lay back on the bed. You're going to open my legs, then you're going to spread Chica open, and you're going to be like, oh, wow, it is a pretty pussy. Then you're going to kiss
right.
her, right? You're going to be like, mwah.
Right.
Then you're going to start licking on her. Then you're going to start fucking with the clit, and it's going to taste so fucking good. You're going to be mad at yourself for not eating pussy sooner, but not all pussy going to taste like chocolate pussy like mine. You know what I'm saying? Then you're going to start getting into it. You're going to grab my legs and pull me down to the edge of the bed because you don't want me to go nowhere as you're learning to eat pussy the proper way because I'm going to wrap my legs around your head and you're not going to go nowhere to our butt. So you're going to be there for however long it takes and we're going to keep doing it right. And then every time you go up for air, you can rap, you can say a verse. Or you can say a line bar, whatever the fuck y'all call it. Then you go back to what you're doing. Then, after I bust, then my ums and ahs is going to be the hook. You see what I'm saying? Then, all in your mouth, then you're going to get up, and then you're going to spit the finale, and then we're going to fuck.
Oh, shit. That's all right. That's what I like a movie right there. That's what I like the movie.
It's gonna be a movie. But the thing is, it's just gonna be a preview of what's to come. So if that's a preview, just imagine what the movie is gonna be like.
Right. Straight up. Y'all go check that out in theater soon, you know what I'm saying? The hood near you. Y'all be on the lookout for that.
Yes. You're just going to be like, Then you're going to go back and look at that blog. Then you're going to go to my site and see my crucial back shots that everybody thinks I'm getting fucked in the ass, but I'm not. And then your mind just going to wonder because you're going to be like, damn, is she taking it from the back like that? And I like it like that. And I like the mirrors. Then, oh, my God, that's just going to make you skeet all in the manual, this shit gonna be backing out. That's how hard you gonna come, and this is gonna pull everything up out of you, and you're just gonna be like, "Oh my gosh," you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Then you gonna look at Twitter, and then I will be tweeting about everything. Let bitches know how big the dick is, how good it was, how I crushed you, and just took you down there and fucked the hell out of you. And all you can do is that King David giggle, what you doing right now. Even your brother don't know what to say. He on the line just speechless. He probably like, shit, I'm about to start practicing eating pussy right now.
Right. That's why I like the real move right there, man. That's the real movie, man. Y'all be on the lookout for that shit, man. It's going to be real good.
They going to be on the lookout, all right. And they going to be wondering what the hell, what the fuck, like, what is going on? And then don't let me put the little gadgets in there, like, to make it taste good, like the cinnamon motion lotion, because every time your tongue or your dick strokes the pussy, that shit gets hot. That shit feels so good. You ever had a chick ride you, and then she just hop off of you, and she start sucking your dick, and she's like tasting her own cream on the dick, and then she get back on the dick and ride it again, then she hop off and she suck you again, then she get back on, and then she ride you, and she know that you about to bust, and she hop off and she just take the nut from you and swallow it like it's nothing. You ever had that happen before?
Oh, man. Shouts out to Chocolate City Radio, man. Chocolate City Radio fucking you in your eardrum right now, man. Straight up. Pushing sausage meat all in your eardrum right now, man. On everything, man. That's how we get it in over here, man.
That's exactly how we get it in. I like for it to be rough penetration. Just grab me and just slam the dick in me and grab my titties as you do it. Or if you're fucking me from behind, you know, I like for you to take and spread the ass cheek so you can see the dick sliding in and out. And then also, I like for it to be filmed like that. I like to see all the fucking graphics of the dick sliding in and out the pussy, those juices on there, and I just like all of that. Then I like for you to slap my ass because it just wiggles. Like, I just got one of the softest ass. It's like tissue, like Charmin. No, it's like Angel Fall.
Right. Straight
up. You're not ready for me.
You're not ready for me.
Yes. And blast your thoughts. I'm going to blast my thoughts on your damn website. Just don't know.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm gonna blast this thought of me and King David fucking and him running, me giving him
hey,
that back
of head. That shit might be a lot of hit. That shit gonna get a lot of hit. We're gonna shoot that movie. Shout out to Chalk Mama in the DVD coming soon, man. November, y'all get ready for the DVD to hit the block, man. We're gonna drop that shit, King David. Shout out to the whole Lord Star family, man. Chalk City Radio, man. DVD coming soon, man. To the streets, man. Y'all get ready for that, man. Straight up.
Yes, for those of y'all that have just come on, y'all have been riding the Chocolate Wave with Chocolate Mommy and King David, and we've been having some explicit conversation towards the end about him eating pussy better and me giving him the business, like, for real. So when y'all see that DVD, y'all already know a bitch is going to put a pounding on King David and Prince David. And for those of y'all that don't know who Prince David is, that's the name that I gave his dick. Nobody else can call it that but me. That's my special name for him. So y'all have spent my first year anniversary with me, King David, and Prince David and Chica. And wow, they can't wait to meet each other. It's going to be an explosion. King David is going to run from me like a roach runs from rage. Tomorrow, he's gonna laugh at this. Everybody's probably gonna be like, "Oh my God, did she just have a phone sex radio session?"
I'm gonna retweet it too. We gotta get that playback. For everybody.
You want the playback for a different reason. You want the playback for a different reason, because Prince
will
blush.
Don't tell everybody, man.
I can hear it in your voice because your laugh changed.
Keep that shit down, man.
Little dude done got a sex lesson on the phone. He about to go practice. He about to go get him a fifi, whatever he got to put his tongue on besides the actual cooch. He's going to go do it till he feels like he's confident enough to dive in some pussy and eat it.
Baby D, do we eat pussy in Alabama, Baby D?
Y'all do.
I say yeah. You know how we do it in Alabama. What we do is
Yeah, I know how y'all do it in Alabama, but I know how y'all going to do it when North Carolina comes to Alabama.
Straight up.
I don't mind teaching. So if he wants to be taught, I will teach him. It is nothing.
And Black is listening.
But he's being quiet, but I'll get him on his own site. Everybody go to blastyourthoughts.com and blast your thoughts, because I will be on there. If I'm not on there tonight, I will have a video on there tomorrow, and I will be blasting my thoughts on King David and how I'm going to ride his face and how I'm going to get him some of that ass to mouth. That means when I put the pussy on your face, I'm going to ride it and go up and down, so you're going to taste wasted off.
Shit. Yeah, that's some real
down. I promise you, once I touch you, you'll never be the same.
Oh, man. Shout out to Chocolate City Radio, man. Fucking y'all in y'all eardrum, man, right now, man. Straight up. Y'all already know.
Tell people where they can find your music and where they can find you and where they can find Prince David.
Man, I'm all over that world. Y'all already know. Twitter, hit that Twitter. That's the quickest thing popping right now. That Twitter. Hit my Twitter, King David 251, man. I'll be hitting you back. You know what I mean? Shout out to all my 17,000 followers. You know what I mean? I love all y'all. Y'all keep fucking with me and fucking with y'all, you feel me? Hit my Facebook, king.david.lawstar. Hit that. That's my fan page, Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all 2,400 of y'all. I need more on my Facebook, man. Y'all ain't on Facebook. Hit my Facebook, king.david.lawstar. Blooming super hard. TV coming soon, man. Y'all be on the lookout for that shit, man. We finna put together that movement in a minute, man. You know what I mean? Boom is super hard TV, man. Y'all be on the lookout for that, man. Y'all fuck with me, man. Google King David Lord Star. You feel me? LORDSTALYE. One word. Lord Star. You feel me? Like a king. You know what I'm talking about? Something like that. You hear me? That's my style. You hear me? Fuck with me.
Well, this is Chalk Mommy, and this is the conclusion of my show. I will send out a tweet to let everybody know if I'm going to do Tiny Chat tomorrow night to mark the one-year anniversary that was today. And if I do, if y'all been paying attention to YouTube and my pictures with me and Twin Gage, she's going to pop on Tiny Chat, and maybe she'll do a dance for everybody. And, I might take my clothes off a little bit.
I'm going to retweet that Tiny Chat tomorrow, y'all. So y'all be looking for that. We'll be on Tiny Chat tomorrow looking at Chico, man. You know what I mean? Straight up. In the building. Shout out that nigga Heavy D, man. Money time in the building, man. Heavy D, what's going on? You know me and Max finna put together a mixtape release in Montgomery probably about 3-4 more weeks. You know what I mean? So,
who?
Y'all get me and Maximum, nigga. Hot girl, nigga. You already know what it is. We're thinking about bringing the porn star, what's that girl name, the light skin, Melrose Fox, the little light skin one. We're gonna bring her down now. You know who I'm talking about? Go Google her name, Melrose Fox. Shout out to Melrose Fox, man. Be sucking major dicks, man. You know what I mean? Straight up. We gotta do that, Heavy D, and get Chalk Mommy. We gonna get Chalk Mommy to jump out the cake. You know what I mean? Cause my birthday is September 17th. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna give me a chocolate cake. Let Chalk Mommy hop out the cake. You know what I mean? Mel Rose on the mic. You know what I mean? We gonna do the Chocolate City live from King David mixtape release party, Montgomery, Alabama, man. Y'all get ready for that shit, man. It's gonna be a movie.
A real movie, man.
We're gonna shoot a real movie.
You is not ready. Y'all hit me up on Twitter. I'm great. Get out of here, cause I like to eat, and I need to go cook my baked chicken with some gravy and some white rice and some black beans. You know, I got to keep it a little thick in the back, you know, so when David does hit it from the back, it's going to jiggle like Jell-O.
And then you put a side dessert of some booty hole on there, too.
Nah, no booty hole. I'm waiting on you.
Put you some dog on the side.
Yeah, wait, no, baby. You see how he keep talking about it and bringing it up? Because that motherfucker curious.
It's a real good joke,
but you really want to experience that, and I can help you. I may not do it, but I can get it done for you. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Right.
Alabama dudes freaky as hell anyway. Y'all just be wanting a country chick to bring it out of y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's okay,
right.
David. I accept the challenge. I accept the offer.
We good, man. Everything good, man. We be on the key, baby. 251, man. In the building, man. Straight up.
Y'all hit us up on Twitter. I am about to be out of here. David, it's been cool. You got my number. You better hit me. Matter of fact, text me your number because I don't got nothing to write with.
Okay. I got you.
You still got it from the DM, right?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. So, everybody, this is Chalk Mommy from Chocolate City with King David and his homeboy, Mr. He Don't Eat Pussy Yet, but he going to practice tonight. He going to be licking everything from boiled eggs to fucking a spoon with Jell-O on it. I mean, whipped cream, whatever he got to extend his tongue muscles, he's going to try. So, when I come down to Alabama, I'm going to have a bad bitch, and she going to lay on her back and spread them legs wide eagle, and he going to jump right in the pussy and eat it. And then if he got it short, he gonna go back home and show her what he learned.
Straight up. Heavy D.
Heavy D is gonna be practicing on eating pussy. Females, if y'all are out there, find him, train him, teach him, and then turn him the fuck out.
Straight up.
Yes, and for Blast Your Thoughts for not getting on here and saying anything, he's sitting on Blog Talk like a radio stalker, I'm going to blast for you. I'm really not sure what Blast Your Thoughts does, but I'm going to assume that he's part of Team Pussy Eater and Team Ass Licker. So blast your thought on that.
Yeah, log in, man. Shout out my nigga, man. In the building, in the building, man. Blast your thoughts.com.
Go there and blast your thoughts on men that don't eat pussy like Heavy D and people that half-ass eat pussy like King David and motherfuckers that just don't speak on the subject. Blast your thoughts.
Straight up.
We're going to end the show with Blast Your Thoughts trying to think of a way to redeem himself on Twitter because, whew, man. Don't know what to say about that one. But this is Chalk Mommy in Chocolate City ending the show. You guys have a good night.